Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Everyday Faith. We're looking at the letter of James, the brother of Jesus. And we're in chapter 2. I want to read verse 5 to us, but I want to make sure we understand the context from yesterday. We looked at verses 1 through 4, where James tells the church not to show favoritism, to show what he calls partiality. The wording there is so great. It literally means to receive someone according to the face. And that is, you look at someone and you value them not on what's going on in their heart, not on they're made in the image of God, but you're valuing them based on really the way the world values people, on external appearances. Are they good looking? Are they wealthy? Are they influential? Are they powerful? The particular example James uses in the first few verses here is in economic wealth. He says if a rich person comes into the congregation and you're looking at him, he's telling the church this, and you guys say to the rich person, oh, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down at my feet. He says, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? And then he says this in verse 5, listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? What James draws out here is one of the reasons that it is so wrong for Christians to dishonor the poor and to give preferential treatment to the rich. And the reason he gives is he says that's completely contrary to the gospel. He says, has not God, right? The good news of the gospel is that Jesus has left heaven, left his position of honor to take on the form of a servant. And he came and did that, then died on a cross, rose again, has been now exalted again. But he has, in doing all of that, he has rescued the poor. He has rescued the lowly. God, and the point here is not to say that God only loves, you know, poor people and he doesn't love rich people. God saves people by grace, and it's the same for the rich and the poor. But there is this sense in which many, many who in the eyes of the world are poor, are cast out or castaways, are looked down upon, have come to faith in Christ. God has chosen them to be in his family. And in the kingdom of God, things get turned upside down from the way the world views them. God takes the lowly and makes them spiritually rich. All those who have turned to Christ have left behind the spiritual poverty and have become spiritual billionaires. They have an inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade. And James says, guys, if that's what we believe, that God came for us in our lowliness and in our need, and he has chosen us to be in his family, and many of us came from backgrounds that were not, and this was certainly true of the early church and still true of the church in many ways today, that many of us did not come from super wealthy backgrounds or from the elite status. And even if you are, you're still spiritually dead before Christ, and now you've been made alive in him. James says it just makes no sense for us to believe these things, that God has been that gracious, and he has lifted us up from where we were to where we are, that he has taken the poor and made them spiritually rich, and then for us to turn around and say, we're going to value people who have lots of money or influence or prestige or whatever, and we're going to look down upon those who don't. Rather, we are called, as James is going to say later, to love our neighbors as ourselves, to look at people and say, I'm going to treat them the way I want to be treated, and I don't want to be treated. I don't want to be judged and valued based on the external things. I want to be valued for who I am, for who God has made me to be and what he's done for me. And that's the way I want to treat someone else. That's the way we're called to treat other people, is to not look at just, or even primarily, external circumstances or appearance or wealth, but instead to do as our Heavenly Father does, and that is to look on the heart and recognize that God delights to exalt the lowly. Let me pray for us. Father, Forgive us for the times where we look at people and we value them or judge them according to the world standards. Father, help us to think and to act in line and in step with the gospel, and to treat people without favoritism or preferential treatment or partiality based on things that are so superficial, like wealth or status or prestige. God, help us to value people because they are made in your image. God, we ask for the grace to do this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.